episode number 212, Z28 back on schedule?
Maybe.
Live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro Z28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro Z28.com podcast on the air.
And welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
So what's going on, Jason?
Oh, we got an action-packed week here for you folks this time.
Yeah.
Lots of good stuff going on.
Got some more news that came out this week that we're going to go through.
Yeah, kicking it off with, obviously, we're talking about the Z28, and I had to throw in the maybe.
Yeah, because this is, I think, the question that we get most.
When's
from podcast listeners, calling in, emails. When's the Z28 coming out? When's the Z28 coming out? Well, possibly. It looks like it might be back on schedule.
Maybe.
Maybe. We're getting word here from, I don't know, different sources in the automobile world that someone talked to someone who said that it's back on the schedule.
So. Which is kind of always a story when it comes to this. But for some reason, this one seems to have a little bit more gunpowder behind it.
Yeah,
I think it's because it came from what? Ed Welburn? Was it mentioned at to Edmund's Inside Line?
It might have been.
Something. It was some, I forgot which one, Ed, Pete, you know, whoever, I don't know. Steve Ralph.
Yeah.
But it was, I forgot which one, but it was Edmund's Inside Line, and they broke it. And, well, I shot an email to the big three and got an answer from John Fitzpatrick, Fitzsimmons, Fitzsmith, Bart. And, well, John, I know you're listening, but I'm sorry, but you just gave me the standard line, USOB. And I knew
no
you would.
No comment.
No, can't comment on future things. But he didn't mention that they are looking forward to the release of the 2011 Camaro convertible, which a lot of people, I think that's the second most asked question, if not tied with the first, with being, when's it going to come out?
Yeah.
I don't know. That he wouldn't tell me anymore. I thought he was my buddy, but I guess he's not. So.
I'm sure he wants to keep his job, too.
That's not my problem. I don't, well, you know.
Oh, God.
I want my Z28. Because we are CamaroZ28.com.
Yeah.
Well.
We're also CamaroSS.com, too.
And Camaro, well, there's a ton more. We won't even get into that. I have high hopes. I think this has, like I said, a little bit more gunpowder behind it.
Yep.
If somebody were to ask me about what I thought of the whole thing, I would think that I think there's a good chance that it's on.
Yeah.
Just because everybody wants it and they've made it clear, and GM does listen, and if they've been listening like they say they are, there's a pretty decent demand for it.
Yeah.
Market study, I don't know if it'll support it, but I'm just hoping. I would say it'd take a year or two to get it from this point to on the ground.
Yeah.
It's just a guess. I don't know.
But it's just going to be another overbloated Camaro, so who cares?
Yeah, it'll be heavy and it'll handle crappily. And God, man. Sometimes I wonder about people.
I know.
Hey, this is going to be a great. This is already a great car. It could be better.
Yeah.
I'm making my own Z28, so I don't even care anymore.
Yeah. Lucky bastard.
But anyway, what are your thoughts on the Z28? Do you think it's really going to happen this time? Do you think that this is just another rumor that's getting blown out of proportion? We'd like to hear from you on this.
And would you buy one?
Right. What if it was?
What if it was a $40,000 car?
What if it was $45,000?
Ooh. Wow. I mean, we're talking vet territory here.
Yeah, but...
You know?
But, you know, if people need to put their money where their mouth is, if they scream about it long enough, they better be able to back it up.
That's right.
Same thing with the GTO. Oh, the Camaro's gone. Oh, bring the Holden Monaro over here. And then they did it, and they called it a GTO, and everybody said, ah, F that. Never mind. So, you know, maybe, you know, once bitten, twice shy? I don't know.
I don't know, but I kind of blame the dealers on that one.
What? No, because they were like,
marking them up like crazy. Then they couldn't sell them at all.
No, that's typical. Yeah. But, I mean, I think everybody had a problem with the whole GTO connotation. They're saying it just wasn't
a GTO.
Well, go back to 1966 and buy yourself one. Then.
Yeah.
Because this ain't 1966 anymore.
Yeah. Might as well just buy a DeLorean.
Anyway, I don't even know what to say to that.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, what? Yeah, 45,000, 40,000. I mean, what was your sticker for your loaded SS 6-speed manual? 36. So,
yeah, over 36.
Let's just say it has a supercharger on it, and that'll add $3,000 or $4,000 to it, and another 100 pounds to the front, which will make it handle even worse. I love the way my car handles.
Yeah,
and
it's so
gonna,
do I.
And it's going to, if it all it's goes
even better,
if all goes right, everything, my car is going to handle like it's on rails, not to quote an old 80s movie.
Yeah.
But $45,000, $42,000. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I mean, realistically, you got to be realistic about this. You can't expect it to be $500 more than what it currently is.
Right.
Anyway, that's it. We'd like to hear from you. Tell us what you think.
What else we got going on here this week?
We're going to be wrapping up our contest soon.
Yes. Yes. We haven't talked about this in a couple weeks, but the contest was extended, and now we have a drop dead date as to when we're going to stop receiving submissions.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to pick our top 10, and then we're going to let you, the members,
the public,
vote on who should win.
The mob rules.
The four Nitto Tire grand prize, as well as some other cool stuff we have here.
I got stuff from BF Xenon and Defender Works and Cypress Classics. We got a lot of good stuff. Zeno. I got some Zeno packs.
Yeah.
I mean, those things are, $100, $150 a piece or something like that. You know, I got a bunch of stuff going out. So if you haven't gotten your photo in, get it in now. It's really easy. All you got to do is print out a special PDF of our CamaroZ28.com logo and take a picture of it with a Camaro.
Yes.
Cannot be Photoshopped.
Nope.
A couple of really nice submissions came in that were Photoshopped.
Oh.
And anybody can just find a picture
Make
of a Camaro
sure
on the net.
You read the rules.
Yeah.
Because I know there's some people who posted them too in the thread who didn't post it in their photo gallery.
Right. I mean, anybody can fire up Windows Paint or Photoshop and superimpose our logo into a picture of a Camaro that they found in anywhere. The whole idea of the contest was to get people to prove that they've experienced a Camaro firsthand.
Yeah.
They were there. They took a picture of it live.
Yeah.
That's kind of the point. Also to promote our wonderful Camaro community. And to give away some cool, cool crap.
So if you haven't got your picture in yet, hurry up, get it in, because what's the date? It's going to go 15th?
The 15th.
Yeah, October 15th. That's it.
And then we're going to
11:59 p.m. will be the last time on October 15th.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to compile our top 10, let people vote, and let the cards fall where they may.
Right.
Ought to be neat.
Yep.
Get them in, get them in, get them in. So speaking of getting in, apparently... Well, let me preface this by saying everybody who's a car enthusiast wants to attend SEMA.
Right.
I always have wanted to, and now I've finally done it a couple of times, and I'm going to do it again. SEMA is going to let a few people in that's not in the industry. And it's kind of a neat thing. I think it's because, and I'm just going to be honest here, because attendance is down a little bit due to obvious reasons, the economy and everything else that you hear about and you're tired of hearing about. But this is a good opportunity. If you've ever wanted to attend SEMA and you never could because you work at a library or a nail salon or something like that, you can still get a chance. I think they're looking for an interesting cross-section of people, kind of like how they pick the disciples, how GM picked the disciples. So if you go to SEMA.org/enthusiast, you fill out like a little survey. They want to get to know you a little bit, and they might let you in. And that'll be great because, Chris, you and I are going to be there.
That's right.
And what do we do every time we're in Vegas?
We get together with all of our members and, have a good time.
Yeah. Meet and greet, have a couple of drinks.
Yeah, talk.
Jason gets really drunk, and then he spills the beans about everything that Cheryl and Scott and John... Oh,
no.
I mean, no, I don't. They try. They do try. That's a fact. They try to get the information out of me, and I don't do it. Here, Jay, have another drink. And what about that convertible?
I don't know, man. I'm just an enthusiast.
We're also going to get Pete from Petters, and he's going to probably bring some of the boys from Down Under at the core headquarters of Petters Suspension. Some folks from major other automotive and aftermarket companies. Just a casual meet and greet. So if you make it to Vegas, or because you're in the industry, or you're lucky enough to get chosen by SEMA to attend, let us know. We'll get together. We'll have some fun. Pop a few tops or beers. or what. Hey, man, it's that kind of party.
Oh.
Hey, yo.
Oh, jeez. Should be a good time. It's Vegas, anyways.
Yeah, we're coming up quickly too. Month and a half, not even.
Yeah, we're already booked.
Yeah, can't wait. I'm gonna lose all my money. So what's next?
What's next? There's somebody else who's giving away a Camaro.
Me?
No.
Fitz?
Charter Communications, a cable company.
Oh yeah, I heard
about
this.
But you have to be in their service area in order to sign up for the sweepstakes.
Uh huh.
So if you go to connect.charter.com/Camaro, you can submit an entry there and win a Camaro. Seems like everybody's giving away a Camaro now.
Life is good.
Yeah. We talked about Arby's last week.
Arby's?
No. Who was it?
Hershey's.
What do I have? Something? Arby's. Is Arby's giving away a Camaro too?
Because you want some hot bologna?
No. I hate Arby's.
They might be giving one away.
Although their roast burger is not too bad.
That's hot bologna.
Yeah, but it's seasoned differently, so it doesn't taste like the hot bologna that they normally serve.
I hope you know that you ruined Arby's for me when I said, I kind of dig Arby's, and you're like, yeah, it's hot bologna, and that's all I taste every time I go there.
It's not real roast beef, man.
No, no, it's grown in a lab. It has no belly button. Yeah. Anyway, what are we talking about?
We're talking about Charter.
Charter.
And how they're giving away a Camaro.
I filled out the form, and it said I was eligible.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We don't have Charter available here.
Well, they said it. They said they do.
Well.
So I filled it out.
Good for you.
Give it a shot, man. Maybe you'll get some spam from them or something.
Yeah.
Who else is giving one away in our local area? We were talking about
Yeah. I was at my local 7-Eleven the other day, and I picked up a little pamphlet that was from the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And a local dealership here is giving away a 2010 Camaro loaded SS automatic. I think they're like $20 or $25 a ticket if you're in the local area. Hamilton Chevrolet is the place where I guess you can get your ticket. So, and it's the drawing is coming up pretty soon here, the first week in October. So probably next week or the week after that.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Probably tax deductible too.
Absolutely.
Until you win and then they punch you for taxes, but good.
Of course.
Hey, you know, $8,000 or $9,000 for a brand new Camaro.
Yeah.
Can't complain. Moving on.
Yeah. We're just talking about this before the show.
Yeah.
Our good buddy, Jordan Musser.
Good buddy. Who's going to full-time racing.
Yeah.
There's a headline on the main page of CamaroZ28.com because this is a big deal. With his race team, he's going to be racing Riley prepared Camaros. Riley built the Camaro GS that was at SEMA last year.
Okay.
That coincidentally, my latest diecast car is based on the original as well. It was just a coincidental thing, but I almost got somebody in trouble. Fits. So he sent us a quick message. We're really happy to announce that there's going to be a Camaro Z28.com logo on the side of this race car.
Yeah.
We don't know where yet, and we don't know how big, but it's there because, you know, we fully support Jordan's race career and the rest of his team, and be expecting updates and race results and all sorts of cool news from Jordan about when he's going to be at a racetrack near you, because they will be looking for volunteer pit crew.
Oh, wow.
So you could get right in the thick of things and witness the race team firsthand.
Yeah.
Very, very cool opportunity for a lot of people out there. So we'll keep you posted on that. And without delay, because I know we're tight on time this week, right?
Yeah.
We got some voicemails, right?
Oh, we sure do. We've got like 5 voicemails I think we got to get through this week. So here, let me kick off the first one.
Kick them off.
Hi, guys. It's American Camaro again. I actually had some sort of news / update thing that I catch things on TV that have aired sometimes years before, but it's a very interesting show. If you have Comcast or something like it, I'm not sure what other providers have it, but it's a channel called HD Theater. They have many interesting and awesome interesting car shows, and I caught a show today that involved Chip Foose, that he customized and completely modified a 1959 Camaro, and it was, I think it was an SS. It was pretty awesome looking. It was vivid orange, and it had like a bunch of black accent with a bunch of chrome. They redesigned the front grille and had like a little chrome on it, and oh, it was pretty sweet. You guys probably find it on the internet somewhere, but I think they were trying to make a limited production run of them, and like they might be able to do it to a certain person's 1959 Camaro, if you know of anybody. Maybe the 58 or 57. But yeah, so it's pretty interesting. Just wanted to update you guys. Thanks. Love your show. Bye.
Well, thanks for that voicemail. I do get HD Theater. I have DirecTV. As well as HDNet, and I do have seen some of these shows. A 59 Camaro?
Must be one of those prototypes.
I think you meant 69.
Right. Either that or it just sounded weird through the telephone system.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Chip Foose is working on some cool classic Camaro packages.
Yeah.
Nice. News to me, and that now that's news to everybody else.
Yeah, that's cool.
Very cool. Thanks for that voicemail.
Let's move on to the next one.
All righty.
Hey, guys. What's going on? It's Adam in California with 2SS Yellow Black Bumblebee. And just want to let everybody know, you're probably getting your XM radio start to get cut off because you only get 3 months. I called up. You can get a special if you kind of bug them about it and tell them it's through retention. It would be $77 for the year. And if you put a credit card on file, you get $12.95 discount above and beyond that. So all you guys who have to sign up for your XM because you like it so much, go for that $77 a year promo and $12.95 off of that for leaving a credit card on file.
Wow, good tip. I renewed my XM radio 2 months ago, and I just added it to my family plan because I have XM on pretty much every car I own. I wish I would have known that. I could have saved a lot of money. Wow, $77 minus the $12.
It comes to $5.41 a month.
Wow, good tip.
I did not do that in my head.
Mm.
I'm not that good.
Good tip. Yeah.
Yeah, I love XM, first of all.
Love it. I can't live without it.
Top three stations, go.
80s on 8,
uh-huh.
Hair Nation,
uh-huh.
And 204 NHL.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I go 150, 42, and 8.
Yeah.
Anybody tells me what those are, call in and tell me, because yeah. They're the coolest stations in the world. Yeah. My subscription just ended on the way to the NEOCC show, and I was going to put the car away after SEMA anyway, so I'm like, I'm not going to renew for, you know, just to use it only a few times. So it was a long, boring drive home.
Yeah, I bet.
But yeah, the killer tip, man. I might renew just because of that. $5.50 a month.
Yeah,
I go through that in pop cans every month. Well,
that's awesome.
We have a deposit.
Awesome, awesome tip.
Killer. Thank you. I'm using it.
Let's go on to the next one.
Sweet.
Hey, guys. This is Camaro Man 1022 from the boards. And I'm looking at the Jalopnik RFSE, and it says GM reportedly calls game on for supercharged 550 horsepower Camaro Z28. And it's LFA. And, I'm just calling so you can talk about it on the next show. Thanks, guys. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Thanks, man. I think we covered that at the beginning of the show, but yeah.
We always appreciate people giving us the heads up because you never know what we haven't heard. There's so
no
much
kidding.
Going on with the Camaro. So we always appreciate people calling in. If we already know about it or not, we want to hear from you. You got something on your mind? You got a question for us? We're happy to answer, and here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Okay, we got a couple more here we're going to go through.
All right.
Hi, Chris and Jason. This is Steve Hano, the husband of Hot Wheel SS, or Terry Hano, one of the disciples. And I listened to the latest podcast, thought I'd call in and let you know. I know what the R2-D2 is, but I'm not going to say because I was there. As far as the rear view mirror mod, it wasn't our idea. Actually, we saw it online, I think right after we got our car, somebody had done it, and so we copied their thing, so it's not ours. But there's a little sliding trim cover that covers the wiring up against the windshield. You compress that together, take that off, and then it allows you to turn the mirror completely upside down, and then you can push it up near the roof, and it gives you at least probably an inch of extra visibility out the front. So that's what we did on that. As far as the road trip, it was great. We did about 6,057 miles on the road trip out to Ohio and back. Average miles per gallon, now this is an SS with a manual trans, was 24.8 miles per gallon according to the car's computer for the entire trip. So, you know, highway, city, all that kind of thing. We now have about 10,100 miles on the car, just so you know kind of what we're doing with the car. It was a great car on the road trip, just needs to have the gas pedal lowered, dead pedal raised a little bit. Memory seat would make it really nice for changing drivers and stuff. And an adjustable passenger seat so sure people can see out of it. That's about our only dislikes of it. As far as horsepower, we dynoed it. When we first got it, about 500 miles on it, dynoed at 376 at the wheels. I need to re-dyno it here shortly now that we've got 10,000 on it, see if it's changed any, and then do tuning and stuff on it. But thanks for the podcast. You guys are great. I like listening to you. And we'll keep in touch. Thanks for everything. Great seeing you guys again in Ohio. Talk to you later. Bye.
Holy crap.
Yeah, talk about a cross-country road trip.
And that's not the first time they've done that. They do that a lot.
6,000 miles.
Definitely dedicated.
Wow. And 24 miles per gallon. Hey, that's respectable. That's with city and highway.
How many miles are on your Camaro now?
About 2,200 now.
And you've been driving it just about every day since you got it.
Yep.
I'd say, what, 90% of the time?
Yes.
They did triple the miles that you've got in just one trip. Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Good to hear from you, Steve. Thanks for clarifying the mod. But it was the first time we heard about it.
So it's yours.
So it's yours.
We're claiming
yeah,
you.
Steve. Yeah. It's
And thanks for not giving away the secret of the R2-D2 on a
We're still waiting to hear
Camaro.
If people know what that is.
Yeah. So thanks for the reminder, too. Great voicemail. Thank you so much for that. And keep us posted on your dyno numbers.
Yes. You ready for the last one?
Yeah.
Hey, Chris and Jason. This is Wayne, MC Camaro from the board. I'm at Super Chevy Sunday in Bristol. And, of course, I'm primarily here to check out the second-gen cars, but there's two 2010 cars here so far in the car show, and there's people all around them. I mean, everything you can imagine, Corvettes, Impala, Chevelles, but the 2010 Camaros, people are constantly coming by, looking at them, taking pictures, asking people questions. It's pretty awesome. So just wanted to let you know, appreciate the podcast and your site. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks for that voicemail, Wayne. Keeping us updated on the shows and what's going on around the country there in North Carolina.
That just came in, didn't it?
Yeah, we were setting up to record the show, and that voicemail came in as we were setting up to do the show.
You know,
so that is very fresh.
Well, we weren't quite set up, but we were almost to the point where we could have answered it and
recorded it
live.
Yeah,
and we've been kicking around doing that. You know, we get you know, 4 or 5. Voicemails every week to play. What if we converted over to doing it live?
Yeah,
like
at least,
recording.
Well, at least try it,
right?
Yeah. And doing a live call-in show.
Let's say, for example, that we would open up the calling lines from, just example, like 10:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Sunday mornings until 10:30.
I probably have people aren't awake yet. You got to think the West Coast people, that's 3 hours behind.
I don't care. That's when I'm going to do the show.
That's like 7 in the morning their time. Well, They'd have to wake up early.
Well, that's what time it is right now. So if they want to call, they want to talk to us, you know, they got to pay the penalty.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. You know, what do you think about that? Would you be interested in something like that, or would you rather just
something
keep it
kicking
the
around?
Yeah.
Something we're kicking around.
We think it'd be fun to at least give it a shot a couple of times, or maybe even once a month. And
yeah.
Live
once
call-ins.
A month, live call-in show.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Of course. We still record it, and so we still release it the next day, so you can't pick up the phone and say nasty things about our mothers and then expect it to be heard around the country because we don't have... We've got bigger than a 7-second delay.
Exactly.
And we have editing capabilities, too. So
absolutely.
You wise asses out there, don't get excited.
Yeah.
But we're going to try it. Thanks for the voicemail there, bud. Second gens.
Yeah, second gens.
Let's not forget about the classics, man.
No, of course not.
You know, there's a 1959 Camaro.
Okay.
Sorry, buddy. Couldn't help it. But the second gens, I think, is just the one that it just doesn't get the attention that it should.
Yeah.
There's some good looking ones out there, and we just, you know, 2010 just.
They also sold the most amount of Camaros
for
the second gens.
In the recession, in another recession, a depression, or when Carter, who knows? It was then, and it was bad, and they still sold.
During the gas crisis.
So don't forget about the classics.
Yeah. Okay. So let's see. Let's move on here.
That's it. We got to pick a winner.
That's right. Oh, okay. Prize vault time.
Oh, yeah. All right. Let me walk over to the...
Okay.
It smells funny in
here.
Or, I mean...
It smells funny in here, Chris.
All right. And I got this. I'm merging with a prize here. We got to give it away to somebody.
Yeah.
This is tough.
Yeah.
See, I it's cool that Steve Haino called in. That was great.
Yep.
But he's got tons of Camaro crap. Steve, I know you too well, buddy. Let's do a twofer.
Okay.
Steve, if you want more Camaro swag, we'll send you something. Just let me know. I got your address. But then we also got to give another prize to, I got to tell you, the XM tip is handy. A lot of people could use that.
He never left his username, though. So, well, if you're listening to this, Mr. XM Man, with the 2010 Bumblebee Camaro, email us, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com, and we'll send you a prize.
Include the phone number you called from that we can match with the caller ID.
I actually, it's an unknown number. He blocked his number when
he
called.
You lose! Well, how do we know we get the right guy?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, he could call back and leave his, because, you know, we know what he sounds like.
That's right. Okay, yeah. Call in. We won't play it, but send us your address and tell us your address and t-shirt size. We'll do a voice print recognition to make sure that you are who you say you are. Of course, then people will listen in. They'll try to replicate it, and they might get it right.
I don't think so.
Okie dokie. Anyway, thanks for everybody for calling in. We love to hear from you. Feel free to call in anytime. We gave the number out. If you weren't paying attention, then you don't deserve to call. How's that?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Good show so far, huh?
Yeah, sure is.
What do we usually say? There's a lot of ways we can get people to interact with the site. You know, the site came first. Now the podcast is just, you know, what we do on weekends.
Yeah.
Another hobby to the hobby. You know, we got a survey that you set up a long time ago that we asked people to participate
in.
There's
a link in the show notes every week that has a link right to the survey. You take a few minutes, fill it out. Let us know how we're doing, what you don't like, what you like, and we do take those recommendations to heart.
Mm-hmm. No personal information is collected at all.
Nope.
Not even an email address.
Nope. So we have no idea who's filling these out. And some of the responses are quite funny.
That's true. Some are very helpful, though.
Yes.
They help us put on a better show, and we appreciate that a lot. We appreciate the funny ones, too. What the hell?
If you get a chance at the bottom of the thread that you're reading to get this podcast, just click on it and fill it out.
Mm-hmm. You're a Facebook user? We've got a CamaroZ28.com Facebook fan page.
Yeah, join that.
You're a fan. Jump in. And then if you'd like to tweet and Twitter, then head over to, what's the address, Chris?
Twitter.com/CamaroZ28.com.
No dot?
No dot. Oh, and follow us on there.
It's not accurate to the brand, man.
We'll send you updates on breaking Camaro news. Mm-hmm. We're not going to let you know what we're eating for lunch or, you know, how many times you take a dump. But it's Camaro breaking news only.
That's right. Yep. And it's a quick way to get some quick news sometimes before anybody else. Because we get some things pretty fast. And then there's always iTunes.
Oh, yeah. iTunes. I would say 90% of our listeners have subscribed to our podcast through iTunes. And, if you get a chance, why don't you go ahead and rate us in iTunes? We have a perfect 5-star rating so far.
That's
we
rule.
Leave a little comment in there and let us know how we're doing.
Hold on. I left the vault open. Oh. Hold on.
Yeah, you got to make sure you close that up.
Wow. My foot got stuck in the door. Yeah, I think some bugs flew in. I got to put up a no-pest strip. Anyway, iTunes, man. But if you don't listen to us through iTunes, fill out the survey.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. The one we just talked about.
Yeah.
And if you're a new member to CamaroZ28.com, be sure to post your story in the new site member, new member.
Yeah, the introduction.
And blogs are available for free attached to your account along with a photo gallery. So post pictures of your car or whatever you want to post pictures of that's decent. I think it's time to get out of here.
Yeah.
What a great episode. Yeah. So much going on.
It's exciting.
I got to get out of here. I got to go work on my car, getting it ready for SEMA.
All righty.
It's going to be cool. More about that later on. So we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Thanks for listening to the CamaroZ28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to CamaroZ28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
Dude, you got the best barrels ever, dude. Just like you pull in and you just get spit right out of them. And you just drop in and just smack the lip. Whoop! Drop down. Snap. Ah! And then after that, You just drop in, just ride the barrel and get pitted, so pitted like that.